This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day whatever of the zombie apocalypse, and lately I've been making a conscious effort to like try to stay up on what people are talking about, not be such a contrarian, and accept some pop culture these days. So that's what I've been doing, and I just want to say two things. One, y'all know Jay wrote that verse. And two, what the hell is Demon Time?
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever? Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the Vindicator.
It's my podcast, and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn.
Why you wanna go and do that, love, huh?
Yo, why your girl get giddy when my name come up?
How come the industry build careers that don't last? How come niggas don't know, but they front and don't ask? Man, I don't know.
It's the questions.
Man, well, butter my biscuits. I fucked that all the way up. Anyway, man, I just found out what Demon Time is. Actually, I guess it is a virtual strip club of sorts. Yeah. Like, the world is passing me by. I didn't know such things existed. So basically, that's what folks have been referencing. It's sort of, I guess it's the whole situation where people jump on certain folks live and do a little something strange. I don't know if it's for change or not, but it's, things go down. I heard you can't do nudity on live. So I got to look more into this virtual strip club. I don't need to look more into it. But basically, that's what I'm understanding now that Demon Time is. Anyways, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan, and I'm messing everything up today. And I am very thankful that you took some time out of your day to hang out with me. It's always appreciated. We're going to make this the safe haven from everything that's going on in the world right now and just have a regular conversation. Oh, man. Let's see. All right, so it's been difficult for me in the last, couple weeks to come up with things to talk about. Like, I've really been straining, like, trying to figure out stuff to do for the show. And so for this episode, I'm going to try something different. I have this box of questions. And typically I would use them to interview someone else or icebreakers or things like that. But today I'm just going to run through. I'm going to pick random questions out the box. And I'm gonna answer them. I'm gonna interview myself, right? I'm that dope.
Nasty. All
right, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna interview myself. I'm gonna pull questions out of this box. We're gonna see if we can get to 20. So without further ado, let's dive right in. All right. Question number one. What we got? All right. Question number one. If you only had 5 more years to live, would you change anything about your life? All right, well, I can see now we're not going to make it to 20 questions, but but this to me got to be the dumbest question in the box, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I just don't understand it. Plenty, yeah. There's plenty about my life I would change if I only had 5 more years left. I don't know. I mean, just off the top of my head, I'd still be married and with my wife and child every day. That'd probably be the biggest one. That would require a lot of other changes. So yeah, I really could spend the whole episode on this one, but neither you or I really want to do that right now. So, we're going to move on. Next question. All right. Number two, is it more essential to develop beliefs or gain knowledge? I like that one. That's a good question. I'm just going to take a sip real quick. I'm going to go with gain knowledge. That's a hard question for me because I definitely believe that you need beliefs, especially in times like this. I've been saying this on this podcast since day one, like 3 years ago, like these are the times where you need to figure out what it is you believe in and hold on to those things fervently. Is that the right word? Grandma Nazi is going to check me. And hold on to those things, you know, with a passion because they're going to be under attack. So I'm a very strong believer in beliefs. I believe you need beliefs. I also believe that if you don't, like, you know, I believe that if I don't instill beliefs in my daughter, that someone else will. So, you know, it's incumbent on me. Like, it's a very serious thing for me to give her beliefs before someone could come along and attach theirs to her. So, you know, beliefs that maybe I don't agree with or I don't think are best for her. But I'm guessing, you know, what I want the number one belief that I can instill in her to be is that she needs to base her beliefs off of knowledge, off of facts. I want her to believe in seeking out information and then, you know, basing what she believes in off the facts she finds. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing a lot today that worries me and makes me put gain knowledge first is that it seems that when people go out to seek out knowledge with their beliefs already in place, that colors their search. They tend to look for facts that support what they already believe rather than basing what they believe off the facts that they find. And that is what worries me. That is what worries me today. I could go on for a whole episode about this one too, but not today. Actually, you know, this would be a good topic if I had somebody to like vibe off of. So anybody want to be a co-host? Flan@whatistws.com. Hit me up. Anyway, next question. All right, number three. All right, here we go. We can do this. What is your favorite dessert? It's about time I got an easy one. All right. Flat out. Cookies. Chocolate chip. With whole milk. This is not a hard one for me. They got to be chewy, though. Got to be the chewy ones. I don't do them cakey. I don't like cakey cookies. And I don't do them crunchy, crumb-filled joints. Like, you know, I need soft batch. You know, soft bit, whatever. You know, whatever. I need warm, chewy cookies. It got to be chocolate chips. Preferably low on the chocolate chips, though. I like fewer chips. I don't want the super, you know, extra chip, extra chocolate chunk. All that, like you can take it easy on the chips. I actually used to have this idea for a store I wanted to open up. I called it the Stuff Without the Stuff store. Basically, it was going to be, you know, popular things without the one ingredient that might seem like it changed the nature of what that thing. I don't know what the concept behind it. There was stuff behind the stuff. And I only got to two items and I can't even remember one of them now. Like, this was a big idea for me. I was going to open this store, and now I can't even remember one of the two things I was going to sell. I knew I had something to do with peanut butter, but the main one was going to be chocolate chip cookies without the chocolate chips. Because you cannot convince me that chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips is just sugar cookies. Now, it's a completely different cookie, and that would be my dream cookie. The chocolate chip cookies without the chocolate chips. Like, I like the cookie part, if that makes sense. And people don't be afraid to bake with salt. You know, cookies need a little salt. It's a very important ingredient. Anyway, shouts to Tiff's Treats here in Austin. I'd love to be a spokesperson. Let's work something out. You know, I order your cookies all the time. Like, people see, Tiff's Treats, if you unfamiliar with them, it's like a cookie delivery service. Like, they will literally deliver warm cookies to you. And a lot of times people will, you know, they have them delivered to somebody as a gift or, you know, for an event or something like that. I order Tiff's Treats, like, because it's Tuesday. And then, you know, people see, like, the box, it comes in a very distinct like bag and box, and people see it coming to the house or whatever and wonder what's going on. It's like, nah, I just wanted some cookies. I love cookies. Close second honorable mention would be brownie sundaes. But brownie sundaes got to be chewy as well. But brownie sundaes tend to give me the bubble guts. So, all right, moving on. Next question. Let's see what we got. If you could be any athlete for a single game, who would you choose? It's another good question. I like that one. That's a tough one. We're talking alive or dead. Like, all right, no. I mean, cause Kobe would be up there. No MJ. Not interested. Let's see. Steph is up there for me. LeBron is up there. Like, I really want to do Steph cause I want to drop a shot from half court and then shimmy on niggas. Like, I just want to hit the shimmy one time, like, where you want to hate on it, but you can't cause I just drilled a three from half court, like, and just shimmy on him. Ah, eat that. Like, anyway. I also would like to pick, like, one of the dudes that's around my height, though. Like, I love athletes that play in these professional sports that are, you know, around my height and still, you know, still getting it in, still, you know, still being major contributors on their team. So, that would Nate Robinson in his prime. I would have loved to dunk on some of them big dudes, like, That'd have been a dream for me. I'm gonna go Tyreek Hill too, but I can't do the hair. Like, I don't know, man. I'm too old for that shit. Like, I'm at the age where I look at dudes like that with these hairstyles and just like in my head, I'm like, come on, young fella. Like, what you out here did? What you doing, young fella? Do something with your hair. Clean that shit up. Like, that's how I feel when I see these dudes. I know I'm just old school and things have changed. That's the wave now or whatever. But Tyreek, that's the only reason I couldn't do it. And as much as I enjoy watching you throw the peace sign to people when you're behind them, like, that's not my personality. For some reason, it just dawned on me as I said it. For some reason, I have an issue with the peace sign, but the shimmy is like whatever. Like, yeah. So with that said, yeah, Steph would be my pick. I might have said LeBron, but LeBron's, he got the feet that point outward, and that's weird to me. Like, that freaks me out. I can't do that. Don't judge me. Anyway, next question. All right, let's see. I think I'm only going to try to do 10, unless it gets boring. We're not going to make it to 20. Let's see. Next question. When you're down, what makes you feel better? Now, that's a good one. Pretty easy one for me. Number one on the list is definitely my daughter. I'm telling you, man, like the way kids love you is just like awesome, especially, you know, at her age. She's 4 and she's always looked at me like I'm amazing, and I look at her the same way. You know, that's my little homie. I'm about to tear up right now having this conversation. But yeah, like, you know, just there's nothing like you know, the excitement of a kid, you know, seeing you when you come home, or if you get to surprise them at school or daycare or just their general amazement. And, you know, like, they remind you that, you know, that there's some good in you. Like, they see it. They see it all. Like, your dad or your mom or whatever it is, you know. And there's nothing you could do to change that. Like you got to do a lot of fucking up to you know, to lose that mystique with a kid. So yeah, just being around my daughter, she always picks me up. Number two would be music. And that's a weird one for me because for a long time it added to like my depressive periods. I'll tell this story. Like, I quit rapping, you know, or trying to be an artist, because trying to be in the industry and trying to be a rapper, quote unquote, it took away from my ability to be a fan. Like to me, rap is a competitive sport. Like, I was always listening to music, like trying to figure out what I could do better or find the flaws in something so that I could exploit them, or, you know, like this way he took a bar off. you know, I'd never take a bar off, or, you know, like, you know, you'd be remixing people's songs, like trying to outdo. It's always a competition. Even when you like with your, you know, with your people, I had, you know, I had folks, you know, in the same, you know, group or whatever as I was. And even then, it's like, we all going to do a song together, but you trying to body everybody else on the song. Like, you trying to, you know, you want to be that last verse. You want to be the dude nobody wants to rhyme after. And I just, after a while, it took away from the fun of it for me. It took away from the fan, from the enjoyment. Like even listening to music became work, because I was sizing up opponents and you know, and trying to figure out how to be better than someone. So yeah. I do love listening to music when I'm just like vibing to it. And I'm the worst person in the world to listen to music with, because you will never hear the end of a song. Like, I don't play. So like I got ADHD or whatever it is when it comes to music. Like, halfway through, I'm already on to the next song. It's reminding me about another song. I'm already on to that song, and I'm a cut it off like halfway through. And it's not going to be like smooth DJ transitions. These are going to be abrupt, jarring, like just fuck up your afternoon kind of transitions. Like, I move from like oldies to like gangster rap to show tunes to some R&B back to some boom bap, you know, whatever. Like, I'm sometimes I'm following a thought and not like a sound. And so, yeah, it can get real ugly. Fun fact, the Les Mis soundtrack and the Broadway edition, I hate that movie. They disrespected all that material. I fucking hate that movie. I hate that movie. But Les Mis is one of my, the Les Mis soundtrack is one of my favorites. I'm gonna stop. I hate that movie though. Next question. Oh, okay. Before we get to the next question though, I'm just saying, you cannot sing and cry at the same time, Anne Hathaway. You can't pick one. The song was more important. I dream a dream. Song was more important. Anyway, Musa. Next question. Number 6. Who is the funniest person alive? Easy. Me. Now, anyway, no. That's still an easy question. No debate. Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, funniest person alive. Lucky enough to have seen him, you know, live one time. Funniest person alive. Cat Williams, probably the only other person that ever made me laugh that hard before. But Dave Chappelle is different. I want to say that whole I kicked her in the pussy bit that he does is a masterclass in comedy. It's funny enough that he gets me to say that word. I don't like saying that word. I'm not a fan of that word, but he pulled it off, and it's super dope. Dave Chappelle, funniest person alive by far, if you ask me.
Surprise, yes.
It's no surprise. Next question. All right, number 7. What do you complain about more than anything else? I don't like this. I was having fun for a minute. Take a drink. Sell some water, people. Anyway, what do I complain about tomorrow? I probably complain about dealing with other people's feelings more than anything else. I really hate dealing with people and their feelings. All of these feelings. Why do people feel so much? And it's mad hypocritical, because I'm a very emotional person. But I just try to keep my emotions to myself, because I know how I am. Like, I feel things to the extreme. I go to extremes. So most people when they're around me, you know, they tend to think I'm very I'm very stoic, very one note. I don't smile, you know, things like that. And it's just because, you know, once I go, like, once the scale tips in a direction, like, I'm going all the way. I'm going, and by the time I come back, usually damage is done. But I don't know. I'm still torn about it, you know, because I'm very empathetic. I see people, you know, crucified all the time for, you know, expressing how they feel. I was in a situation today. I wrote up the tweet and then I deleted it. I was about to tweet something today about how I hope a day will come when men, And let me say, black men, especially since that's my demographic. And I'm only speaking from that point of view because that's my point of view. I'm not saying that anyone else doesn't experience it. See, these are the kind of disclaimers you got to put out there because of everybody else's feelings. But anyway, going too far. But yeah, I hope there comes a day when, you know, when black men can express their feelings about something without being like immediately attacked. And then we usually get attacked, one, by women who somehow we offend because, we have feelings and we feel that things hurt us that are done to us. And I guess there's this perception that like, if you benefit from male privilege, then you should never have anything to complain about. And I get it sorta, and I sorta don't. Like, that still doesn't mean if you cut me, I don't bleed. But it's like we get attacked, you know, from that angle, and then we get attacked from dudes who somehow think it makes them look good, you know, to just agree with whatever the women are saying. Like, they will, you know, take up in arms against another dude just saying like, hey man, like, this happened to me and it hurt. And like, well, this happens to women every day. Well, I didn't say it didn't. I just said it hurt when it happened to me. Like every once in a while, it can just be, hey bro, what happened to you that made you feel that way? Like, it don't have to be, oh, you fucked up and you don't think that. Hey, welcome to being a woman. Like, you know. All right, I'm getting into trouble. This is where I get into trouble. So I'm going to back off. I definitely see the hypocrisy. I just feel like we all too sensitive these days, myself included. Next question. Okay. What three adjectives would your family use to describe you? Damn, these questions is getting, this is not fun like it was when we was talking about cookies. Oh man, what would my family use to describe me? I kind of want to call my mom and ask her. That would make for a dope episode if I got Flan Dog on the phone, we chopped it up. She would take over though, so can't do that. I'm gonna go with quiet, intelligent, yeah man, and aloof. Yeah, I think the biggest one would be aloof. I think I'm a nice guy at heart, and I think the reason I don't like dealing with other people's feelings is that I'm very empathetic. You know, I tend to take on other people's emotions, or I take them extremely personally. So, like, I stay out of situations, I stay away from people, because, yeah, like, I get caught up in whatever's going on with you, plus what's going on with me, and, like, it's not a good time. You know, if you french fry when you're supposed to pizza, you're gonna have a bad time. But anyway, I mean, really, you know, I say that to say that I'll do anything I can pretty much for anyone. You just gotta find me first. You gotta lock me down. You gotta get to me. But if you can get to me and you can tell me what's up, my heart goes out to you. My heart always goes out to you, and I'm always gonna wanna help. I sometimes just avoid being around people because I know I go there. I'll give my last. So, rule number one is, text, don't call. If you're trying to find me, text, don't call. Rule number two is, if you do call, leave a message and make sure to express the level of urgency in said message. That's the only way you're going to get me. I'm just saying. Next question. All right. Which celebrity would you most likely to see in person? Man. All right. Is it gay if I pick a dude? I'm not supposed to say that. Can't say that. That's not a question you got. Okay, anyway. These jokes, people, lighten up. I'm going to go with Obama. Because I think we'd be best friends. I really do believe that Obama and I would just click. And we'd be homies. He seems like the type of person that you have a chance at having a conversation with if you get close enough to him. Like, that he's not now don't talk to me. That if you could get close enough to him and maybe hit on the right topic, y'all could have like a legit convo just because. I talked about this before. I actually worked at the White House during like the last 2 years of the Bush administration. And I left right before the election because I didn't want to deal with the stuff that comes with a transition. And to be more honest, because I felt like a new regime was coming that was probably going to put some restrictions on some of the freedoms that I had. Like I was a cocky little shit back then. Like I was getting away with murder, in a very privileged position. And, I felt like, yeah, that was coming to an end and some shit was going to be found out that I didn't want everybody to know. So I dipped. Anyway, they was calling me after I left about coming back. You know, I was getting calls for weeks after I left about coming back. And, it wasn't until right after the election, right after I saw that he won, that I started entertaining the calls. And, it's how, you know, money became the thing. Money kept me from going back. That was a long time ago when I was in a much different situation. But, yeah, money kept me from going back, but I definitely regret it. I hear that things were very different while he was there. He's personable. He walked freely through the buildings, you know, poking his head in and out of offices just to say what's up. I really believe like we would have been best friends. If I went back, like, be a different life for me right now. I'd be chilling with Obama right now. I'm sure of it. Anyway, next question. Last one. All right. Do you tend to live in the past, the present, or the future?
Fuck!
All right. These are tough questions. All right. Can we go back to talking about cookies? Okay. Or can I expand a little more on the Chappelle, you know, pick? Can I do that? Can we go? Nah, all right. Fuck it. Fuck it, though. I'm going to say the past. The future scares me. I try not to get too far ahead in the future, because that'll trigger a depressive period for me. I worry too much. So I think back to the past a lot. I'm trying to, you know, figure out what I missed. You know, see if I can, you know, what signs I should have seen, what I can learn from what happened, you know. Yeah, I do stay in the past a lot, looking at people's actions, trying to see if I can figure out from what they've done before why they're doing what they're doing now, which is stupid. I gotta stop. It's, you know, I don't have the power to discern somebody's motives, and I need to stop trying to figure that shit out, because that's driving me crazy. But the other reason I think I live in the past a lot is I think sometimes you gotta like read back your resume to yourself. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, we build resumes and we build them to like impress other people. Sometimes we gotta, I think, impress ourselves or be impressed by ourselves. So yeah, I'll go back and I'll listen to old clips of the podcast. I'll listen to old songs that I recorded. I know it's in the past, but sometimes I have to remind myself of my accomplishments. Sometimes I have to remind myself that I'm dope. Like, you know, I've done some dope things. I'm capable of dopeness. And that be a reason enough, you know, to keep pushing, to keep trying stuff. Because, like, you've done some amazing things. And you can continue to do amazing things. You haven't really lost a step. I just feel like we could use a reminder from time to time, you know, of what we are and what we've done. I think we look a lot at, you know, at what we're not and what we don't have. And just got to look back. Sometimes I look back at the people I've touched and, you know, I think that there are, you know, a significant enough amount of people whose lives are better for having known me, you know, than the ones that I've done some fucked up things to people, but I've done some good things to people too. And sometimes I got to remember those things. Yeah, I just think it's good to remember, you know, I got to remember for myself that regardless, you know, of my present circumstances, there have been times where I've proven to be an amazing person, and whatever was there is still there, you know. I feel like, you know, we don't lose this stuff. We just forget that we have it. Sometimes you got to remind yourself. All right. So that was the last question. 10 questions. I did it. It was kind of fun. Kinda. May do it again. Anybody else want to come on the show and knock out 10 questions? I'd love to have you. You know how to find me. Flan at whatistws.com or what is TWS on all your social media thing. I'm a Bob's. I don't know what they call. I'm old. But anyway, you know, I hope y'all are doing all right. And I hope you remember that you're dope. And I know this to be a fact because I'm dope and we were formed by the same hands. So, you know, don't forget that. But with that said, until we speak again, please, people, be safe, be the light, hit up the website, get you a hashtag dopeness t-shirt so you never forget what you are. Go get one, go cop one. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on whatever your favorite streaming platform is. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any other new content. Definitely got more content coming. And with all that, let's rock out. Peace.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me?